Just as a starting point, Grant Clidsom had surgery last night, this morning in L.A. on just a reoccurrence of a previous injury that he had. It went well, so it's a positive outcome, but he's not going to be available to play for, he's out indefinitely. It's an extended period of time, and we're talking about months, not weeks.
Possibly the rest of the regular season then?
Or? That is possible. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's... I don't know that I'll say probably yet, but this is going to be a long-term rehab.
Right now you're just going upper body then?
It's a reoccurrence of his back. He's got a back issue that he dealt with last year. But the good news is on this is those things can, when you get in there, they can be bad too. And it was actually positive news on a very difficult situation. So we're quite hopeful that he's going to return and be an NHL player. Cool. Yeah, back in. Zach comes back into the lineup tonight and play with Jay Harrison, so we're excited to get one back. We got a lot of guys wearing red jerseys today for the first time. That was nice.
What do you want to see from those two paired together?
Just simplicity. So Zach's a veteran guy. He's got enough games under his belt. Move the puck quick. Get into the battle right away. And then try to see if we can develop a little bit of communication there, a little bit of chemistry. I think they both would play complementary games. They both skate well, close the gap well. They can get up on the rush if they need to. They can both shoot the puck. So we're going to come into a stretch of time, hopefully, that we start returning these players. We're going to have to make some decisions on pairings and combinations. Ben Sherratt's played awfully well with Dustin Byfuglien. So before we change a bunch of things to get back to what we had in the past, and because these players are going to come in probably staggered back into our lineup, we'll have different combinations than we kind of set our minds to at the early part of the year. So even in one game, we're looking for a positive feel between the two of them.
Well, after tonight will be the halfway point in the season for your team. Can you just give us an assessment on the first half of the season?
Yeah, it's been solid. I think we started with an idea of what we were trying to get to, and we're partway along in that process of getting to that game. It's all about consistency and a certain style of hockey, and I think on the overall over 40 games, we've been pretty darn consistent with that game. We've been able to survive some injuries and some tough stretches of schedule, and those things we're gonna face those again in the second half of this year. But I think we made good, solid progress toward a game that we all understand.
A lot of fans come on the road for these trips down here, especially to
couldn't,
Phoenix.
Couldn't
and
be
LA.
The weather, eh?
No, I guess that could
what
be.
What was that, about a 50-degree swing getting off the plane yesterday? I think it was 26 Celsius here in Arizona. So that might have something to do with it.
What's it like for the team, though, to have that?
Yeah, it was great. So our first game of the year is in here, and it was there were a lot of, and then it was just during the spring break last year here, there was a huge contingent of fans. It's great. You know, it really is. They especially, you can count them in the national anthem. You know how big a turnout you get, and it's nice having that on the road.
Just back to the midway point thing, Paul. You pushed these guys on some issues leading into the season,
right?
Fitness, you must be really happy with what you've seen in terms of their response.
So going back to the end of last year, I was really pleased with the kind of men I thought we had in the room. But when they came back to training camp and we had gotten through our first part of testing, I was really impressed with our leadership. When you go down and put your eight or nine drivers, the guys that drive your team, either veteran or by minutes played, they all did significant work, which is the first great trust-building exercise, team-building thing that a team does, right? And more importantly, they had to do it on their own. So they're all in different cities. There's not a coach or a captain driving everybody. It's individual commitment to getting better, which was clearly the start where we had to get to, and I was very pleased in camp when we saw those numbers.
It's clear, too, that they want to take this somewhere, right? I mean, you can get stagnant, but they're tired of not being a playoff team.
I believe there's hope there that they can be and beyond, right? So it's the start of laying a foundation, and there's an interest there. There's not I think that comes from the room likes each other. They get along, they want to be a part of something. So there's not it's not that situation where guys are looking to go somewhere else or looking to make where they are better. And I'm hopeful that that's the driver behind all this is they hated so much what was going on in the past, they were willing to do what it took to play a tight team game.
What do you see from the team down the hall that's really been up and down over the last week or so? They win some close ones, and they've blown out a couple times.
Well, you know, we watched that whole game go back to their last one, that St. Louis game. They came out early in that game and competed hard, had a couple of chances. And then, so they're at that point where they're capable of big emotional swings in their game. To beat a team like Anaheim, so they're capable of beating the league's best. Some games have gotten away from them. I think the danger in that is they're going to come out hard here, really hard, make amends for their last game. We have something to make amends for as well, but they're going to come out hard, and it's on us to handle it and then have a real strong pushback in that and hopefully get them to the point that that we get our chances and can try to grab a little bit of control of the game. But I'm expecting them to be very, very difficult to deal with and very hard to play against, especially early in the game. And then if something good happens for them, and you got a tiger by the tail, because now you got a team that's been dying for something good to happen. They're feeling good on their bench, and they're pushing hard, and that's where the energy comes from them. You know, they get to really cut that last game off by a great performance in here tonight. That's not far off where we're starting from.